The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everyone? This is End Time Headlines, and we welcome you to today's broadcast. It is Tuesday. It is April 5th, and we're rounding out the 4 p.m. Eastern time zone here in my neck of the woods. We welcome you either early morning, afternoon, or in the evening, depending on where you're joining us from. And this time, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. Again, I'm Ricky Scaprell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And before we get started, as always, we want to encourage you, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, make sure you get that today. If you're watching live by Facebook, or if you are watching by Rumble or YouTube, in the description, there is a link where you can download the free app. Make sure to click that link and get the free app today. It's available on Apple and Android. If you're listening to this outside of those platforms, all you got to do is visit either the Apple store or the Android store, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, download that free app, get it into your hands today. And that way you can keep up with all of our latest headlines, as well as our latest podcast that you can either watch or listen at your convenience. We appreciate you to do that today. So we've got an interesting segment that we want to talk about today. And while you guys are hopping on here, if you're new to the broadcast and you're watching live on Facebook or whatever platform you can comment on, let us know that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We always love to hear from you today. So I want to talk about this interesting story that surfaced over the last week or so. And I'm going to, and it's in regards to this alleged TikTok pastor who has more than 187,000 followers on TikTok alone on that platform. This individual, again, considers himself to be a progressive pastor, a progressive Christian. Now, you've heard us discuss what progressive Christianity is in many of our other segments. If you have not, to sum it up, this is a liberal Christianity. It is a Christianity in which embraces many things that the scriptures completely are against. For example, this pastor is openly homosexual and has no problems with that. And this is not the first time he has made controversial headlines, but let me talk about the recent one. This recent headline, or this recent message, and which is a very quick message on TikTok. In fact, it is said to be only less than 2 minutes long, where he went on to say that Jesus is not the only way to salvation. So I'm going to read this. This is from thechristianpost.com. So we're going to talk about this, and let me just read this to you and we'll discuss this. This is going to be the topic today. Quote, "Jesus is not the only way to salvation," insists TikTok pastor Brandon Robertson, whose progressive preaching on the Chinese-owned and video-focused social media network service has reached millions. That's the thing. Has 187,000 followers, but this video is the stream such as this is reaching millions of accounts. It's very interesting to me. We created a TikTok account for End Time Headlines, and when it first got launched, it was reaching a whole lot of people. And then in a week's time, it was completely suppressed and completely shadow banned, just like many other platforms on Christianity were completely censored, completely removed, or completely shadow banned. But this guy seems to have no censorship, no shadow bans, and no suppression, and is reaching millions of individuals with his message. What is that message? Aided by animated head movement and fast-paced tone captured on webcam, Robertson's concise video messages clock in at under a minute long. His individual videos total more than 4.4 million likes. Now, before everybody says, because we'll get individuals on here and they'll say, why do you, what's the point of wasting your time talking about this? Why waste your energy on exposing this? Then you got the other individual, well, we shouldn't judge and we shouldn't talk about this and it's not our business. But I want, again, I want to highlight today what this man is saying. Now, this is not just some individual. This is a man who calls himself a pastor. In case you didn't know what a pastor is and their function, they are a shepherd leading sheep. Okay? Influences them, leads them, feeds them, equips them, encourages them. By his title of a shepherd, and has garnished over 4.4 million likes, nearly 200,000 followers on TikTok alone. I keep wanting to say TikTok. In case you can't figure it out, I hate TikTok. Can't stand it. I think it's a complete waste of time. And I know because I'm old, right? I'm old school. But I want you to realize the influence that this individual has. That's what I'm trying to focus on. This individual was even featured in June of last year in the Rolling Stones annual, quote, hot list. He was in the hot list, put on the spotlight. He was promoted by Rolling Stone for his LGBT advocacy. Imagine that. Quote, in the recent March 24th video, Robertson said this, quote, if God is infinite, eternal, and indescribable and incontainable, no religion can contain God. Indeed, no words can contain God. Robertson declares as, quote, someone who's always on a journey. In other words, he went on to emphasize that Jesus cannot be the only way to heaven, and there's many paths or many religions leading to the same God. Robertson, who is a graduate of Moody Bible Institute and one-time parishioner of the Anglican Church and North America's Chicago-based Greenhouse Church Planting Movement, illustrates a well-worn trajectory for evangelicals who squish on sexual ethics, ultimately jettisoning from their beliefs and orthodoxy that first became optional and now is proscribed. According to the Christian Post, quote, much of Robertson's content originates from progressive Christian theologians active across the past century. Let me say that again. Much of Robertson's content originates from, quote, progressive Christian theologians active across the country. Again, we talked about at the beginning of this, progressive Christians, progressive theology. In other words, it's progressively changing and adapting to the culture rather than the culture changing and conforming to the word of God. We, according to progressive Christians, adapt to culture. So in other words, if Jesus said a particular lifestyle was an abomination or a sin, if now the culture has widely accepted it and embraced it, then the teachings of Christ has to be progressively transitioned or changed to conform to culture. And by the way, this is not the first time this guy's made headlines. In fact, just recently, this same individual came out and claimed in a TikTok message using the book of Mark or a passage out of the book of Mark, he accused Jesus of being a racist. Yes, you heard me. This alleged pastor accused Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of David, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He accused him of being a racist and even claimed that Jesus had to repent after an encounter with a Syrophoenician woman in Mark, in the book of Mark. So again, but I don't want to focus on that today. I want to go back to this. According to, again, thechristianpost.com, as a progressive Christian, being a part of progressive seminaries or Protestant seminaries, their once stately campuses sapped of evangelistic vigor by universalism and their missionary fervor diverted to a preoccupation with social activism. Writings of progressive Christian theologians that, and there's many individuals, and I don't really want to name all these individuals here, but Robertson himself, an ordained pastor with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ and a graduate of the Liberal United Methodist Affiliated School of Theology, saw an opening to repackage their scriptural interpretations into short, rapidly placed video clips that lend themselves to browsing and sharing. Robertson describes himself as a self-styled public theologian, seems light years from evangelical Christianity as we know it. So again, this is what we're dealing with in 2022. This is the type of Christianity. This is the type of theology that's becoming prominent and makes individuals like myself to seem like old, outdated dinosaurs, because we actually believe the Bible. I want to read you a verse of scripture out of the book of Acts chapter 20. Look what the Apostle Paul said. Chapter 20, verses 28 through 30. This is what the Apostle Paul said. He was an apostle of the early church. He founded many of the churches that you read from in the letters that you read out of the New Testament. Look at what he says here. Therefore, and he's warning here the churches. He says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So now he's speaking to individuals that they would rightfully shepherd or lead their flock that the Lord Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood. Look at this. For I know this. Look what Paul says. He says, I know this, that after my departure, and he's talking about after he dies, he says, after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men shall rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Oh, let me read that again. I want to break this down to you. I'm not going to read all of it again, but I want to emphasize here that Paul is stressing here that he was a God raised him up to be a governed authority over the churches. And Paul warned that once he is removed from the equation, bad things would begin to happen. He said there would be wolves that would come into the churches. And he said that there would be evil men and wolves that would rise up even among the flock. Look at this. He said they would speak perverse things, and that they would rise up with no other intention but to draw disciples after themselves. Let me use modern vernacular. And let me break this down to make sense to you. If Paul was speaking today, he would say that there would come a time in the future, when men would no longer teach sound doctrine, they would stray from the Word of God, from the writings of the apostles, from the writings of the New Testament, from the writings of the early church fathers. And then, watch this, from among you would rise up men and women who would call themselves, entitle themselves. They would call themselves apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and pastors. And they would have no other intent, watch this, but to draw people unto themselves, to grow a following. Come on, somebody. To have a huge platform on TikTok, to have a huge platform on Facebook, to have a huge platform on YouTube or on Instagram or on Snapchat or on whatever these platforms are. That's the motive. They would be wolves in sheep's clothing. Let me read on a little bit more here. Let me give you some more scripture here. In Matthew 7, 15 and 16, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. They look like sheep. They smell like sheep. They may talk like sheep. They've got the lingo. They've got the walk. They've got all the right words. They know how to move a crowd, sway a crowd. They can stir you up emotionally. But inwardly, they are ravenous wolves." He said, "You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" Listen, I come by to tell you today, I don't care how big of a following they got. I don't care how good they can preach. I don't care how good they can teach. I don't care how good they can articulate their words, or if they're a wordsmith, or if they're a great orator, or if they can sway the crowd, move the crowd, if they can entice people and get them all stirred up emotionally. Listen, when they open their mouth, does it line up with the 66 books of the Word of God? Is it sound doctrine? Does it contradict the Holy Spirit? Does it contradict the Word of God? Does it align with the Word of God, or is it contrary to that? Oh, come on. You want an end time sign? Matthew 24, 4 and 5. Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" He's saying here that there will come a time that they will take it even a step farther, and they will even declare themselves as the anointed one, as the Messiah, the Christ, and they will deceive many. Listen to me, friends. I want to reiterate something again. For all the folks, they're going to slam me and they're going to trash me, because we've had them. We've had to block all kinds of people on our social media platforms that want to constantly attack me and say, "I don't think you should be attacking other believers in the body of Christ. It's not your job to judge them." So they get mad at me because I am bringing to light something that is dangerous. Listen, when you've got 4.4 million people that are being influenced by someone who is telling you that Jesus is not the way to the Father, and telling you that you can just go any path you want to take and serve any God you want to take or serve, and that you're going to make it into the kingdom. Listen, as a watchman, you may not like what I'm talking about. You may not like what I'm preaching today, nor the topic, and it may be offensive to you. But as a watchman called not by you, not by this guy, and not by some seminary or cemetery based on wherever they're going, but I was called by God to be a watchman, it is my responsibility to warn the flock of wolves that are coming into the flock, just like the Apostle Paul was called to warn. Well, brother, this kind of preaching is probably why you don't have 4.4 million page likes, or it's probably why you don't have such a great following. Well, that's good, and that's okay with me, because I never asked for a large following. I never asked for influence on social media. God said, I've called you to preach the gospel, and that's what I'm doing. Whether that garnishes me hate mail, dislikes, unfollows, or if it causes more subscriptions and more followers, whatever God feels suit, that's okay with me, because I didn't come for your approval. I came for his approval. Paul said, if I chose to have the approval of men, then I would never have preached the gospel to begin with. And I say amen to the Apostle Paul on that. Paul said, because I have told you the truth, I've now become your enemy. Let me tell you what else Jesus said. You know what else he said about false prophets? He said, woe unto you if all men speak well of you. If all men speak well of you, they like you, they don't have a problem with you, they love you, you are just celebrated everywhere you go, then I would begin to question what gospel you're preaching and what God you're serving. Because the Jesus that I serve, the Jesus that I preach, everywhere he went, he had to slip through here, he had to slip through that crowd, he had to avoided himself being stoned, he avoided getting thrown over a cliff. He got a boy being killed in one city and crucified in another city. And it wasn't until his time had come that he was submitted to the will of the people. But until then, all through the scriptures, the Bible says they sought to kill him, to crucify him, to stone him, to do this and do that. But the Bible says over and over again, they could not do nothing because it was not yet his time. But the point is, Jesus was not loved by everyone. In fact, here's the ironic part about it was, Jesus was loved by the common people, but he was hated by the religious people. So, listen, the religious people are going to be the first ones that are going to buy hook, line, and sinker progressive Christianity. Religious people are going to fall head over heels for progressive Christianity, because religious people will embrace anything, come on, that caters to their lifestyles. Oh, I can have a Jesus that will not condemn me of my sin and will put his stamp of approval on my lifestyle, and I don't have to repent. I don't have to change my life. I don't have to rid myself of anything that could hinder my race. In other words, I can do everything I'm doing and live the same lifestyle I'm living, but still have Jesus as my parachute. Religion will eat that up. But listen to me. But when you start preaching a Jesus that said, if any man desires to come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow after me. Oh, they don't want a part of that. When I start preaching to Jesus that said, lest you drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, you'll by no means have any part of my kingdom. All the religious crowd will begin to disperse. Then when I start preaching about a Jesus that says all power that I have, authority that I have and possess, I give unto you to cast out devils, raise the dead, heal the sick. Come on, somebody. And heal the blind and make the lame walk, I give unto you. They don't want any part of that. They want a religious, progressive, feel-good Jesus. Come on, somebody. Read it. It's in the Gospels. You can see it all through the Gospels. Fish and bread, give it to me. and give it to me now. That's the biggest crowds came out when Jesus had the, come on, when he was giving and dispersing the bread and the fish. But the moment that he started talking about real ministry and casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead, come on, and doing those things, the crowds completely, significantly was shaved down. And then when he started talking about the cross, when he started talking about dying to themselves, and he started talking about taking up the cross and dying daily, it even dwindled down even further. So I want to end this broadcast today with some clarification, not by what this guy says. This guy's got 187,000 followers on TikTok. So he's got a lot of weight behind what he says. So it's got to be gospel truth, right? Well, let's just see what Jesus said, shall we? Not Mr. Robertson, who says that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Let's hold up what he said to what Jesus actually said, shall we? Let's go to the Bible. John chapter 14, verses 1 and 6. If you're listening today by podcast on Apple or Spotify, I'm in John 14, 1 and 6. This is Jesus speaking words in red. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I, Jesus speaking, go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's speaking of heaven. So, context, the Father, there's the Father's house has many mansions. Jesus, the Son of God, is speaking to us as believers and says, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, my Father's house has many mansions, and I have prepared a place for you, that where I go and where I am, you may be also. Where is he right now? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Where? In heaven. All right. Wanted to clarify that. So this is about heaven. This is about entering eternal life. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hello. Listen to this. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Look at this. And Thomas, who we have coined the title Doubting Thomas. That's this guy. Thomas says to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? Now listen to what Jesus said. Perhaps Mr. Robertson didn't read this passage. Jesus said to Thomas, quote, I am the way, the truth, not a truth, not many ways of truth, not just another perception of truth. He said, I am the way, not many ways, one of the ways. I am the single way. He says, I am the truth and the life. Look, okay, do we need more clarification? Well, let's read on. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, guys, you would think that I could stop right there at John 14 and call it a day. Do we really need more clarification than that? Jesus plainly said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Case closed, done, call it a day. But it is amazing to me that you will, even after that, you will still have people that will say that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Does this not, does anybody else just, does this blow your mind? Again, what caters to the flesh? Nobody wants to be held responsible. Well, I don't like Jesus. I don't like his rules. I don't like his regulations. I don't like him preaching all up in my business, telling me I can't live a certain lifestyle, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. So therefore, because this cat, Jesus, is too strict in his rules and regulations for me to get to heaven, I'm going to go find me another quote unquote God and quote unquote Lord and Savior that has less rules and regulations. Oh, let me go find my own God that tells me I can live the way I want to live, but still make it into heaven. Oh, I know the Bible says this, and I know Jesus said that, but listen, I'm a progressive Christian, so that's okay. And Jesus, when I stand for him, when I stand before him on the day of judgment, he's going to say, oh, he's going to open up the book and he's going to judge me by the word of God. But he's going to look at me and say, I didn't realize you were a progressive Christian. So you get a free pass. So it's okay. Come on. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in. So let me give you some more scripture. I mean, to some people, it don't matter. I mean, because apparently scripture don't even matter anymore. Doctrine don't matter anymore. Theology doesn't matter anymore. Words in red doesn't matter anymore. So let me pull up another one. This is Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. For those that were, if scripture actually matters to you, here's another verse in Acts 4, 11 and 12. Peter is describing Jesus. And he says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Now look what he says. Look what Peter says by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I'm just saying. You know, I know Peter was never introduced to progressive Christianity. So hopefully somebody got to him before he was martyred and let him know that that was just really outdated there and that didn't apply to everybody. So let me go over here. Let's go to John 10, 1 and 9. This is John 10, 1 and 9. Now, this is this radical Jesus speaking again. Words in red, as if it matters, but John 10, 1 and 9. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, somebody said the door, but climbs up some other way. I said they climb up some other way. The same as a thief and a robber. Ooh, ouch. We'll go back and talk about that in a second. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep fold, I'm sorry, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things in which he spoke to you. I'm sorry, let me go back. They did not understand the things in which he spoke to them. So then Jesus makes it very clear, verse 7. And then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Now, here's what's interesting about this. I want to emphasize to you, I think it's interesting here that Jesus made some interesting statements here. He said, "I'm the door. If you're going to enter into heaven, you're going to have to go through me." Now look, it's interesting he said here, "But if you try to find any other way to climb up the wall, to go around the back door, under the door, over the door," he said, "you're a thief and a robber." That's what he called them. Why? Because they're trying to get in through alternative means. And Jesus said, that's not going to get you into heaven. Remember the parable in the book of Matthew where Jesus is speaking of a parable, and he says there was a king who held a wedding feast for his son who was given in marriage, and he sent out the servants to find all to invite them into the wedding, and they all came regardless. And then when they entered into there, Jesus, the parable said that the master looked at some of the servants that had not on a wedding garment and said, "How did you get in here without a wedding garment on?" Friends, listen to me. Regardless of what progressive Christians tell you and what all these popular TikTok influencers say, or YouTube influencers, or Facebook influencers, they can tell you that Jesus is not the way to heaven, and there's many paths to heaven, there's many gods and not one God, and all this other stuff that doesn't, listen, but they're so influential and they've got such a following. Exactly. Exactly. Listen, despite that, if they are teaching you contrary to the word, listen what Paul said. Remember what his warnings were? He said, "After my departure, ravenous wolves will come in and devour the flock." Now, it's interesting here, too. You ever wondered this? You got to ask yourself this question. How can this many people who claim to be Christians be deceived? Because remember, right here in John 10, he says, look, he says, "The voice of the shepherd they hear and they will follow, but the voice of a stranger they will not know and they will flee from it." But you've got a lot of people that are gravitating towards the voice of the stranger. You know what that tells me? They don't know the voice of the true shepherd. Listen, if you're in the Word of God, you're in prayer, you're in His presence, then you're going to know the voice of the shepherd and you're going to know the voice of the Holy Spirit. So that when somebody gets up and they speak and they say, or their writings or books or whatever is contrary to what the Holy Spirit speaks, what the Lord speaks, and what the Word of God speaks, you're going to know immediately, and a red flag is going to be signaled. But you know what this tells me, guys? That we are truly in the time of the end. What? Look at this. Let me give you another verse of scripture. Look at this. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. "Now the Holy Spirit expressively says," in that word expressly, some translations say expressively. Now the Spirit expressively says, in other words, the Holy Spirit is emphatically, he is urgently speaking and warning that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, and having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, you know what's scary about that? Is he talks about doctrines of demons. He's saying the time would come in the latter days that there would be individuals standing up and speaking, and they would be speaking by the influence of demons, and their conscience are seared with a hot iron. Case in point, God calls something an abomination and they practice it, and they see nothing that is convicting about that. Their conscience has been seared with a hot iron. They have no guilt, have no shame, they have no remorse, and they are not repentative of it. But instead, they are preaching the same. They are enticing others to do the same. And you get to Romans chapter 1, and it says that their conscience will be seared with the hot iron, and they will get to a point where they will be reprobate. That's in Romans chapter 1. And the scary part about it and the terrifying part about it is that we have people that are eating it up and that are embracing it and that are being lured astray. So listen, not everyone's going to receive this word today, and I understand that. So listen, if you come on to any of our platforms and you want to bash me for standing up for truth, listen, let me save you some time. Just unfollow us, unlike us, and go somewhere else that is a part of the progressive Christian movement, because we're not. We're old school. We are dinosaurs. We are fossils. We are pharisaical, legalistic, whatever you want to call us and whatever title you want to give us. But I'll tell you one thing, what we preach and what we teach and what we say is going to be found in the 66 books of at least the, not these modern translations, but at least in the 1611 King James, and the older New King James translation. But listen, I want to warn you about this. Some of these newer translations they're coming out with are being translated by progressive Christians. This is the terrifying part about this. So you got to get educated. You got to get the knowledge. You have to be learned in this stuff so you'll know what to look for. And that's the point what we're going to do. So this may be, we may only be speaking to a small remnant of individuals, but that's okay. Whoever the Bereans are out there, you know who you are. Everything we speak, listen, I know you guys. There's been times that I've gotten tongue-tied and I've gotten some scriptures mixed up and gave you the wrong verse and the wrong chapter and the wrong verse, and you guys have been quick to correct me. And that shows me that you pay attention. You know the word. You know the scriptures. And everything what I just shared, listen, we may not agree on some things about the rapture and whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, no trib, or there's no rapture, whatever the case may be. We may disagree on that stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. If you disagree with this, if you call yourself a Christian and you disagree that Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father and the only way to heaven, and that there's no other name given under heaven unto men in which we must be saved, my friends, then we've got a huge problem. We've got a huge, because listen, I can roll with you and I can still call you a brother and still call you a sister if you believe in a different timing of the rapture, or even if you don't even believe in the rapture, but you still believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Messiah. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way in getting unto heaven. And you believe in these core principles of the doctrine of the Lord, of the gospel. If we believe in that, you're still my brother and you're still my sister. But if we disagree on this, we've got a huge problem. So here's the point I'm trying to make. I will not apologize for believing the Bible. I will not apologize for believing the words in red, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom also said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of the word shall pass till all things be passed away. Who also said that I, the Lord, changeth not. I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So he does not change. He does not sway his opinion. He is not a reed shaken in the wind. So what he taught then and what was the core principles then and what was to be believed then is the same today. It has not changed. The culture may have changed. And the definition of a Christian may have changed by today's culture and society, but what, according to the word of God, this is absolute and it is truth. And I will never apologize to that. Now, having said that, this is where I want to close today. If this is your first time joining us, listen, or you're listening by whatever, maybe you got invited to this, someone invited you to this, they gave you the link, or they said, go to the podcast, listen to this, or go to the app and listen to this, or YouTube, whatever. And you're here and you're not right with God. Listen, I don't care what some Hollywood person said, or some celebrity said, or some progressive Christian said. I have given you the words of Christ himself. Now it's up to you to do what you're going to do with them. Are you going to hear? Listen, what are you going to do with Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life? And no man can come to the Father lest he come through the Son. Are you going to listen to this message today and reject it? Or are you going to listen to this message today and receive it and do something about it? And you say, what do I do about it? Here's the book of Romans said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and Savior. The Bible says, if you'll believe in him and receive him into your heart by the Holy Spirit, supernaturally, your name will be, and repent of your sins, turn. It means to do a 180. You're going in this direction. You're doing, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but in the end, it's the way of death. It's a path of death. You can't be your own God. You can't be your own Savior. You have to repent, put your faith in Christ, deny yourself, and take up your cross and follow after him. What does it mean by take up your cross? It means to die daily. You can get saved today in your heart and in your spirit, but your mind, you still have the same old thinking. You have to get this mind transformed. You have to get this mind washed and renewed. How do I do that? You pick up the word of God. You listen to the word of God. You hear it. You listen to it. You read it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You get washed and renewed by the word of God day after day after day. And eventually you will become, and God will transform. Listen, when you get saved, you're instantly born again. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. But God will begin to reveal his plan and his purpose that has been solely positioned and solely cut out and solely fashioned and formed for you and you alone from the foundation of the world. He told Jeremiah, before I even formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you. And I ordained you and I had a plan for you. Every one of us, it's up to you. He gives you a free will. It's a free will and a choice. You either reject the good news or you embrace and accept the good news and you walk in the will of God for your life. I want to pray for you right now. Everyone that's listening to this, whether you've never accepted the Lord or if you're backslid today, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your presence today. I pray even right now, Father, that your presence would begin to invade the lives of the listeners and the viewers that are behind this camera, behind this microphone, whatever position they're in, whatever condition they're in, wherever they're at today in their life, whether they've never accepted you, whether they're backslid, they're away from God, they're prodigal, they're living in prodigal living, I pray that this be the day and the hour in which they come to themselves and they turn and they run back to the arms of the Father, or they run to the arms of the Father today. I pray that they would call out unto you, Heavenly Father, and that, Lord Jesus, you would invade their hearts and their spirits today by the precious Holy Spirit today. I thank you today that if any man be in Christ or woman, then the old has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And today is a new start. It's a new beginning and a new walk with you, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I pray specifically for them today. If they've made this decision in any one of those two categories, today I specifically pray for them today. Lord, I pray that you'd bless them today, bless their walk, bless their decision, bless their faith, bless their families, bless their finances, bless them in their health, bless them in their children, bless them in their marriages. Lord, I pray that you would lead them, guide them, and direct them, show them the path in which they must take and the way in which they should go. I pray that goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Father, if anyone is coming out of a false religion, maybe someone is coming out of progressive Christianity today. Maybe they got caught up into that. They got swept into that false doctrine and they're repenting of that. Even now, they are turning from that and they're turning to the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. Lord, I ask that you would give them the grace and the mercy, Lord, to lead them and guide them all the days of their life. Father, I plead and profess the blood of Jesus over their lives today. I ask that you keep them from harm, danger, and disabling accidents. And to end this prayer today, Father, I bind every assignment of hell that's been orchestrated, that's been planned against them, that's been perpetrated against them, and I declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against them, against their family, and against their lives. But I declare and come into agreement today with the assignments of heaven, the assignments of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has had over them from the foundation of the world. And before they were even formed in their mother's womb, Lord, I thank you that today they're going to begin to step into and walk in that plan. For you know the plans and the thoughts that you have for them, according to Jeremiah 29:11, and they are thoughts of good and to give them a future and to give them a hope and to give them an expected end. And we pray this today and we receive this today, and all God's people said yes and amen in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys again. Thank you guys for taking the time out today to hop onto the broadcast and be a part of our segment today. Again, don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to download the free app. And as always, we want to give you the opportunity, whatever your relationship is with this ministry, don't forget all of our messages are free. The app is free. The subscription base is free. Everything is free for your convenience and to be a blessing to you. All we ask that as you are blessed, encouraged, informed, equipped, and edified on a week-to-week basis through this ministry and whatever way, form, or fashion, or all of the above, whatever your relationship is. So for some of you, this is your home church. Whatever the case may be, we pray that you pray about becoming a monthly partner of our ministry or a one-time giver, whatever the case may be. As you've been blessed, pray about being a blessing as well. And if you would wish to do that, you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. Right there on the app, it's the easiest way to give, or you can go through the main website, endtimeheadlines.org. endtimeheadlines.com, or you can get by check or money order, and that is going to be at Endtime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, and that is Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, we appreciate you taking out the time today to hop on here. And guys, listen, we're going to continue to pray. Pray for all of us Southerners in the United States, all of us in Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia and Louisiana and Mississippi and South Carolina and all these locations that are under the gun for this severe weather coming in, tornado activity coming in. We just agree with me today, Matthew 18:19, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. And I'm agreeing that no harm, no loss of life, and I pray that there be no extensive damage to property in Jesus' name. And I plead the blood of Jesus over our states, over our homes, our neighborhoods, and over our families through this next, now we're down to 48 hours, over this next period of 48 hours in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all agree with that today? So keep praying, guys. We're going to sign off for today. We may be back on tomorrow. If not, we will be back on Thursday regardless. We'll either be back on tomorrow and be off Thursday, or we'll be off tomorrow and be back Thursday. So one of the two, we don't know for sure. I'll let you know more. We'll now set on Facebook, on our ETH Facebook page, and we'll let you know more about this. So listen, if you're watching this and you don't follow us on Facebook, we are on Facebook. That's where we probably do predominantly most of our announcements. So we want to encourage you to go look for our Facebook page, look for our ETH logo, and you'll find us there. So God bless you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.